Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have a guest, Dr. John Bigelow, and we're here to celebrate an anniversary. Good morning to you, Dr. Bigelow.
Good morning, LaVon. Nice to be here.
50 years. You know, that's a half century.
Yes, ma'am.
That makes it sound a little longer, I think, when you say
sure.
Half century.
Right. Yeah, mental health.
Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center celebrating 50 years. And I think there is a great deal to celebrate. There's always changes and improvements and so on. Let's talk first about that physical change that the center's
sure.
made.
Well, just in the past 7-8 months, we moved across the driveway from our original building, a building that the Mental Health Center built back in the late 60s. And we moved across to the old medical center where the medical clinic was before it moved up to the hospital.
So for a lot of people, not a big change. I know the staff had lots of change. Didn't make any difference whether you're moving 10 miles or a few feet. You still have lots of changes to make. And I want to make clear, it's very easy if you go to that area across from the hospital.
Yes, we're right across the street from the hospital still. It's just the other side of the driveway. And because we moved, we were able to expand, and now we're also co-located with Zion Recovery. So we have mental health services and substance abuse services in the same building.
Seems like a pretty good fit.
It does, yeah. And we're getting along great, and it's, I think, going to be helpful for individuals that are participating in both services because they can get a ride to one place.
Okay. And you have good signage out there. I don't think there should be any question about finding where you are and finding the staff you need. Now, one of the things that hasn't changed a lot, I guess, or not every year, is the staff. Let's talk a little bit about the staff.
Well, we have the amazing pleasure of having people that have been around for a long time. Some of the people have been with the center for over 20 years. Nancy Thomas has been there for over 20 years providing therapy services. Dr. Delgado has been there for over 20 years providing psychiatric services. And there are a few of us that are just shy of 20 years.
All right. So that seems to me that for some people that could be a comfort level to say, you know, when I walk in, not everybody is a strange face.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's something I think is really important that, you know, when I hear about other facilities and therapists come and go and people complain that I had a therapist this month and then, you know, 6 months later had to switch, that doesn't happen at our place. We've been blessed.
What age range of people do you work with?
We serve all ages. Just recently, we had a 2-year-old that needed to be evaluated, and we provide services to some of the local nursing homes, so we have folks over 102.
Wow. 2 to 102. So in that answering that question, you talked about evaluated. You know, let's talk about when should people come to the center? When should they contact you to be evaluated?
That's a really good question because we know that people seek medical treatment. You know, you have pain that comes frequently. Mental health's a little harder to know. It's like, you know, I didn't sleep so well. People don't always keep good track of that, or their appetite has changed, or their motivation has changed, or they have more anxiety. So what we would recommend is that as soon as you start noticing, or you have family that notice and point out to you that, you know, things aren't quite the same, that you would either contact your primary care provider, which is always a good first step. Let them know what's going on, or you can certainly call us and say, hey, I don't know if I'm depressed or not, but I really would like to come in and meet with somebody because if I am, I need to get it addressed sooner rather than later.
And I think some of us might have the feeling, think that, well, you know, I can just handle this myself, or I'll just take a pill. Why should I go do that? We wouldn't do that if we had a terrible side ache. We wouldn't try to take care of ourselves. But somehow with mental health, I think we think, well, we'll just take care of it.
Well, for some, there's that stigma of, you know, I went to the mental health center, so now my family is going to decide that I'm crazy, or my friends are going to decide that I'm crazy. And so you can see where you might not want that to be the label that somebody puts on you. But I also think there's some self-stigma that the belief that mental health issues mean that I am a weak person. And I don't really know that I might want to admit that. So I think that's what keeps some people from seeking treatment. And what we would say is that mental health issues affect both genders. They affect children as well as adults.
And these very successful people, you know, mental health doesn't relate to how successful you are, how rich you are, whatever.
Right. Socioeconomic status is not something that guarantees that you will or you won't have mental health issues. So, in any stage of life, I mean, you may be graduating high school or you may be getting ready to retire. Mental health things can come up at any time. And so we just encourage people to, once they notice that there's something not quite right, again, talk to your minister, talk to a trusted family member, talk to your primary care provider, or certainly give us a call.
So other folks could refer you and say, you know, I think it'd be a really good idea if you'd stop by, make an appointment with Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. But they could just walk in the door or make a phone call themselves.
Yes, they could. Yep, we get referrals from ministers, from healthcare providers. But certainly if somebody said, I don't know if I'm depressed or not, or I don't know if my anxiety is something that needs to be treated, they can certainly give us a call or stop by. And we have a little bit of paperwork. Sorry about that. But we
That's
will
life.
Do what we can. And most people are able to get in within a couple of weeks to see a therapist.
Okay. Now, let's talk about some of the maybe new programs, newer things, newer options that you've offering folks.
Sure. Last year, Medicaid in the state allowed us to start a program called Integrated Health Program, and that's actually one of the things that I think is going to expand even into people that have private insurance, Medicare, Wellmark, other types of commercial insurance. The idea being that we tend to get treatment for medical stuff here, mental health stuff there, even dental stuff separate, and they all actually were the same person. So it might be helpful if everybody was talking about what's going on, because some of the medications that we prescribe might have affect medical conditions. Some medical conditions are certainly associated with symptoms associated with mental health. So getting everybody on the same page can really help to make sure that all of the health conditions that a person has, whether they're medical, dental, or emotional,
I mean,
can be addressed.
You can work with a person instead of pieces.
Yes, exactly. Working with the whole person, not just with the part of the person that's your area of specialty. So that is something. We started a new program last year. We're serving close to 300, maybe a little over 300 individuals in that program. That's Medicaid only, but we are looking at other opportunities to provide that service to all of the people that we treat.
Okay, anything else new that you want to mention? Any other programs?
I think the amazing thing is that we're still doing the same thing that we've done for 50 years, which is providing mental health treatment to all ages.
And what area?
Well,
I mean, we say Southwest Iowa.
Predominantly Cass, for sure, but we actually serve probably 34 to 35 counties. Every year we have people that travel to us. Definitely the Southwest Iowa region. I mean, we even have people that come from Council Bluffs over here to get good care. And so we serve Audubon County, Shelby County, Adair County. So we really are Southwest Iowa.
That's good. When that's your title, you should serve all of those areas.
Sure.
Just If I'm wondering, I want to talk a little bit about symptoms. We talked about how it's important to follow up on symptoms. Why might I think I need to go see you?
Well, I would
to
say
to be evaluated.
Sure, have an evaluation, meet with somebody. I mean, we don't require treatment for somebody just because they have a list of some symptoms that they think might be concerning. But so depending on the disorder that might be present, so with anxiety, it might be, I don't want to go places, or I don't want to do things that I used to do. I feel anxious when I'm around people, or I feel like people might be, you know, looking at me or judging me, or I'm just worrying. I can't stop worrying about, you know, my children, what's going to happen when they go off to college, or what if I lose my job, or things worrying. I mean, and you can think of anything that sort of a normal worry that most of us have, but just sort of
but it just
ramp
keeps
it up.
On and
yeah,
keeps on.
And maybe keeps them awake at night. They're not resting. They're distracted. Maybe they're having a hard time at work. Then with depression, you can have things like low motivation, low energy. Sometimes people just, you see them at a family get-together and they're not really smiling. They don't really seem to be enjoying themselves. They might be missing work, taking some mental health days, not really comfortable calling it that, but they just know that they don't feel well. Some people, when they're depressed, they just notice aches and pains more. They're just more tuned into that. And so they don't feel good. They don't mentally or physically, they don't feel good. And so they might stay home, stay in bed. They don't do activities. Certainly with depression, they feel sad. Sometimes they wonder if, you know, their family and others wouldn't be better off without them. So they might have some suicidal thoughts, which is, you know, rarely comfortable for people to talk about. And so that's usually something that they hold back. That's definitely something that we talk to people about, because we don't want those kinds of thoughts to take over.
So any of those changes, we really, again, get referred or just make a call yourself and do an evaluation. I know you have good folks and good friends there at the Southwest Iowa Mental Health Center. We want to thank you very much, John Bigelow, for coming in and helping us celebrate 50 years.
Thank you, Abba.
Until next time, here's a thought. Your past cannot be changed, but you can change tomorrow by your actions today.